September 21st, 2014 marked the world's largest climate march in history. Mobilizations took place everywhere around the world in preparation for the UN summit on the climate crisis taking place in New York. Although the biggest mobilization was in the Big Apple, we marched in Montreal to fight for everything we love in this world. Along with my co-host Sarah Sauer, we spoke with coordinators, performers, expert Dr. Podvin, and people like you and me who want to see change happen for the good of our planet.
Jenny Loughran, I'm the coordinator for the People's Climate March Montreal, in French, La Marche Mondiale pour le Climat. This march is kind of the first step getting the word out about climate change, about demanding action from our leaders. And there's a summit going on this week in New York City on September 23rd. And it's a lead up to the climate summit in Paris in 2015. The purpose of this march is to mobilize the public, get them ready, get them thinking about the environment for the next upcoming election, to make sure that when we do get to the 2015 summit, we have a leader there that represents us and that is going to commit to making an action on climate change. We have 15 years to really turn around from where we're going right now if we want to meet the two degree goal of not allowing global temperatures to rise above 2 degrees. We're already seeing around the world the effects of climate change. Flooding in Manhattan, the Philippines with were hit by a super typhoon, it killed thousands of people. And we need to really make sure that we act together and that we bring change. That's the beauty of this event, is that this is a worldwide event. We are working here together with partnerships with Avaaz and 350. 350 is organizing the massive march in New York City that's happening as we speak, which is fantastic. There's also marches planned not only across Quebec, across Canada, across North America, but across the world. There's already been marches in Kathmandu, Australia. They've already uploaded their photos to the 350 website. So it's really fantastic to be part of this global movement. It's amazing. I am blown away from it. We only had 5 weeks to plan this, and we had no budget. So the fact that we were able to get this many people out to show their support is amazing, and it's really just the first step. We plan on meeting here again, over and over and over, until we have a government that represents us when it comes to climate change policies.
And finally, if people want to become involved in the movement after this march, is there any way they can in Montreal?
Right now I recommend that people send me an email personally. We are a grassroots organization, and we are building up our own organization to keep this going. You can reach me at loughran.jenny@gmail.com, probably this way, or you can go to the Avaaz website. You can sign up to be a volunteer there, and they'll refer you to me.
I'm David, and with Silent Disco Squad, we're organizing a silent disco as part of the climate rally. And what we want to do is bring people together through shared music experience. That's what Silent Disco Squad is about. We throw public dance parties that are free using headphones, and we want to use the same technology that often separates us and bring us closer together. And we have a global platform that allows anyone around the world to organize a headphone dance party in public space. But we want to start to partner with more intentional organizations that do it with a social change mission. So, like, we love what's happening with the climate march. I mean, I got really excited about why people were getting together to try to build a healthier relationship to the planet. So I thought it'd be great if we could be a part of that rally and have a dance party as well, because I think that dancing is a form of self-expression, and I think by raising that energy, you can like literally dance the change you want to see in the world. So that's why we're here.
Any idea of how many people are going to show up for the dance squad?
For the disco squad, probably about 200. So, yeah, it'll be a smaller percent. But there will be dancers amongst the bigger groups. So it will be a very interesting experience.
And do you have any idea if the marches in other cities are also doing something like that?
So in Vancouver, they were partnering with the Silent Disco that's happening there. There's 10 cities around the world today that are having Silent Discos. And I think 4 of them are explicitly like tried to establish relationships with Avaaz, but our mix today talks about the climate and is like for the climate itself. So even the squads themselves are a more intentional dance for the climate and for the planet.
Je suis venue marcher pour dire à nos gouvernements, que ce soit municipaux, provinciaux ou fédéraux, qu'il est temps de se tourner vers les énergies propres. C'est possible de le faire. On a tout ce qu'il faut en électricité, tout ça. Les énergies à base de pétrole, c'est un gros non, parce qu'il est minuit moins 5 selon, je pense, 95% des scientifiques qui le disent. Malheureusement, l'information n'est pas assez diffusée dans les médias, mais il faut qu'on se le dise. C'est grave, mais il n'est pas encore tout à fait trop tard. Fait qu'il est vraiment temps d'agir pour dire non au sable bitumineux, non au pétrole. Puis oui, au projet innovateur vers l'électricité ou toute forme d'énergie propre, en fait. Puis c'est ça. Il est temps de cesser de faire l'autruche. Il y a une province d'Allemagne qui vit à 100% d'énergie propre, et ça, donc, c'est possible. On sait que c'est possible. On sait que les technologies sont rendues là aussi. C'est vraiment juste une question de volonté de nos gouvernements. Et volonté de la part du peuple aussi qui j'aimerais ça que tout le monde soit ici dehors aujourd'hui pour le dire que c'est important plus que n'importe quoi. C'est pas l'économie au-dessus de l'écologie, mais bien les deux côte à côte. En fait, c'est possible d'être économiquement viable tout en étant écologique. Voilà.
My name is Ira Sutherland. I'm a master's student at McGill University, and basically I study forest ecology. I study how forests respond to disturbances like logging. And basically I'm here today because those of us who study forests, or those of us who work in the forest industry, which is a large proportion of Canadians, we're very concerned about the climate, how the climate is going to affect forests. So in parts of Canada, warming climate has already triggered massive diebacks of forest. 50% of the productive forests in British Columbia have been killed by an unnaturally large insect outbreak by the mountain pine beetle. And there's been several other large disturbances across Canada that are climate related. And basically, the science suggests that this pattern of severe, uncharacteristically large outbreaks is going to continue to spread across Canada and around the world. And yeah, basically, if we don't do something quite urgently to reduce greenhouse gases and stabilize the climate, we can expect more forest die-off across Canada.
And so why are you here marching today?
Well, I have a message on my sign, which I'm holding here. And it's very simple. It says, healthy forests need a stable climate. And this is very true. And then my other statement is that Harper is killing Canadian forests. And so I'm arguing that his inaction on climate change is leading to the destruction of Canada's forests. Our own Prime Minister is leading to the destruction of Canadians' forests.
And what do you hope to achieve as a result of the march?
Well, I think that politicians need to see what people care about, because ultimately they're elected officials and they respond to the desires of the people who vote for them. So today, I think by 1,000, 2,000 people showing up here, we're making a strong statement that a lot of Canadians are willing to come out and show their support for climate action in Canada.
So I'm Martine, and I'm a geographer, and I work for Professor Catherine Potvin, who's going to speak today. And so I work on the social media for the Sustainable Canada Dialogues. It's a group of 50 researchers across Canada, and they're trying to make a scientific consensus on solutions for sustainability for Canada. So they're going to come up with a roadmap of solutions to give to the ministers and the representatives.
And why are you marching today?
I'm here to support this global movement. I couldn't go to New York, so I thought it was really important that the other cities would go too. And also because Harper is in New York right now and he's not going to the summit, which is going to take place on Tuesday. And this is really disappointing, and I want to show that Canada and Quebec cares about that, and we're not like our prime minister.
My name is Javier Mateo, and I'm from Costa Rica, and I'm here to make a statement on behalf of all citizens of this world about the importance of addressing this critical issue of climate change. And I think it's a moment where people need to be well informed about the implications of climate change. I think nowadays to not recognize that this is happening, it's almost to believe, it's preposterous of thinking that the world is still flat. And we've been asking our leaders for many decades now to ask, to act upon this. And right now it's a moment where I think we need to demand for action, and we hope that they will commit to emissions reductions in the near term so that we can address this critical issue.
My name is Catherine Potvin. I'm a professor in biology at McGill. I'm the chairholder of the Canada Research Chair on Climate Change Mitigation and Tropical Forests.
Thank you. And why are you marching here today?
I'm marching here today because I've been working on climate change for 30 years. My PhD was next year, 30 years ago. So it's a long time, it's a lifetime. And we have now all the scientific evidence to know that there's a problem. We started by saying maybe there will be a problem, and then we said, yeah, I think there's a problem. Now we know there's a problem, but the good news is we also know solutions. So we know what to do for addressing this problem. And so I think it's time for general mobilization, everybody in the society to work together, scientists with community groups, with NGOs, with governments, and to make the necessary change to ensure the future of our kids and grandchildren, in my case.
And what do you hope this march will achieve?
For me and for the group that I represent, because I represent a group called Sustainable Canada Dialogue, 55 scientists from all across Canada, energy to philosophy. This time today, we just want people to know we have a meeting with history in 2015. There's a federal election in October and the Paris Conference of Climate Change in December. So Canada has an opportunity to change its position on climate change and contribute. On s'en va au camp contre le pipeline. Pour des reins bridge ne coule pas chez nous. Au camp de la lune, on veille et on dort. On cherche la convergence et on devient plus fort. Pour des reins bridge ne coule pas chez nous. Pour des reins bridge ne coule pas chez nous. Garde ton pétrole car il détruit tout. De la ligne, on veille et on dort, on cherche la convergence.